Right, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're looking at some industrial activity or strike activity early beginning of the First World War.
Yeah, just prior to the First World War, actually. And this is the Essex Agricultural Strike of 1914.
What caused that then?
Well, money, as in so many... But not just money. It was also working hours and other terms and conditions. But really, the strike broke out in 1914. But I think the roots of it can be traced back to 1872, when the National Agricultural Labourers Union first started, really, to begin to make itself felt. And it certainly made itself felt in Essex, because Essex, as we know, was and still is an agricultural county. And in February 1914, helped by their union, the National Agricultural Labourers Union, farm workers started a series of strikes for more money. They wanted a basic 15 shillings a week wage.
1914, that's quite a lot of money.
Well,
isn't it?
Not a huge amount.
Right.
Agricultural labourers were never particularly well paid.
Right, right.
But bear in mind, they were striking for 15 shillings a week. They were actually getting, at the moment, more like 11 or 12 shillings a week.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if we put it in context, their money was pretty low.
Yeah.
The other thing they were striking for was a half day on a Saturday, because this, of course, is a six-day week we're talking.
Yes.
And also more money when it came to the harvest. Now, at the harvest time, obviously normal hours went out of the window, and it was around the clock type working day.
Yep.
So what was the result? Well, the result was that the farmers banded together and said, no, we're not going to pay this. And with a series of dismissals and lockouts, they were trying to make the point, drive the point home, that this strike was not going to win. Well, the strike went on. It, from February, it escalated all over the summer. And in fact, so many disputes broke out that it burst out in violence. And there were meetings, there were protests, there were parades and marches. Labour politicians came down to Essex from London to address the men. Even Sylvia Pankhurst got involved. 70 police officers were earmarked to deal with the dispute all over Essex. And you'll be interested to know they were billeted at pubs. I'm sure they were probably quite happy about that. But the strike was getting worse and worse. And it was to make an example of some of the strikers that they start to be hauled up before the magistrates. And they were fined. They refused to pay the fines. So they were then sentenced to terms of imprisonment ranging from about 1 month to 6 months imprisonment.
How could they have paid the fines? Because if they weren't being paid anyway.
Didn't stop them fining you.
How did they live?
Well, you were expected to find the money from somewhere. And there was great hardship in Essex.
Yeah.
Of course, there was private charity set up to help the dependents of the strikers. But the men they stood firm. Yeah. On this, they flatly refused to pay fines and were carted off to prison. Eventually, the employers settled the strike. And salaries went up, or wages went up, to 15 shillings a week. So they got their 15 bob a week. They got a 9-hour working day from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. They got a half day on Saturday. And they were also arrangements were agreed between the men and the employers for extra money at harvest time. Mm. The men who'd been in prison, who came back to their villages, were actually heroes. Mm. And they were looked on as heroes for many, many years afterwards. So this has gone down in Essex folklore as a triumph, if you like, yeah, for the workers.
Well, I would just wonder, I mean, they must have lost so much money for the time that they were on strike that, OK, they got the extra income, but it must have taken a heck of a long time.
It did.
To catch up.
It would have done. I mean, private charity was always there, and there were collections organised for dependents and so on. But perhaps the good news was that most of the men that had struck for the terms and conditions were re-employed by the farmers afterwards. So things did settle down. But it was quite a violent part of Essex's history. And interesting, you mentioned the First World War. The agreement between employers and employees was signed on the 3rd of August 1914, the day before the First World War was declared.
Oh, that's good timing there. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you.
And what are you looking at next week? Hopefully something a little less dramatic.
A little lighter. A famous poet at High Beech.
Okay, thank you.